home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A lawsuit to stop subpoenas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's a new way for President Trump to keep his business records away from House Democrats. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump and his children are suing Deutsche Bank and Capital One in an effort to prevent them from providing financial records requested through congressional subpoenas. The lawsuit filed in a federal district court in New York is asking the court to declare the subpoenas invalid and prevent the banks, which are major lenders to the Trump Organization, from complying with the orders. The chairs of the House Financial Services and Intelligence Committees, Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff, said in a joint statement the lawsuit is meritless. Dave?
John, next hour, the president will meet with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer to talk about upgrades to infrastructure like roads, bridges, and airports. But Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says immigration may be discussed.
It's a major problem in this country, and so far Democrats have refused to acknowledge it and address it.
Democrats blame Trump policies for the surge of migrants at the border. The president now wants an asylum overhaul, a fee, and faster processing of claims, barring asylum seekers from working in the U.S. until the claim's considered. In Venezuela, gunshots and tear gas in the streets after the opposition leader Juan Guaido called for a military uprising. An ally for disputed President Maduro calls it a U.S.-backed coup. Fox's Kevin Cork at the White House says an administration official told him,
"This is really about Russia and Iran doing all they can to maintain the status quo. They're backing Maduro." He also added that China has a hand in this. They really just want to be on the winning team. They don't care if it's Guaido or Maduro. But for now, it is Maduro, still the incumbent.
The accused gunman in Saturday's synagogue shooting spree in California will be in court the day after the funeral for the one person murdered, Lori Gilbert Kay.
May peace prevail on the earth.
That's her husband, Dr. Howard Kay, who fainted trying to perform CPR after she was shot. This is Fox News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque.
Mm-hmm, not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. The Ford F-150, it doesn't just raise the bar. It is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21038 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/30/19. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
More than a week after suicide bombings rocked Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday, killing more than 250 people, a cabinet minister says they have intelligence the terrorist group behind the attacks could strike again. Suspects are still at large. The U.S. Army veteran who served in Afghanistan, Mark Domingo, in custody in California, accused of plotting to bomb a white nationalist rally last weekend.
The defendant expressed a desire to retaliate for the New Zealand attack.
That's FBI Special Agent Ryan Young. A rare change at the top in Japan before President Trump visits next month.
In a somber ceremony at Japan's Imperial Palace, Emperor Akihito formally announcing his abdication. In his final public address before stepping down, the 85-year-old, who's been Japan's head of state for 30 years, thanking the public and saying he prays for peace. Akihito is the first Japanese emperor to abdicate in more than 200 years, but he says he's struggling with ill health. His eldest son, Naruhito, takes over tomorrow. Simon Owen, Fox News.
You may recall the so-called affluenza teen who initially avoided jail time in Texas after a drunk driving crash that left four people dead. Well, his mother's in trouble again.
Tanya Couch is still awaiting trial on charges relating to helping her son Ethan escape to Mexico in 2015. She's been in and out of jail over the past year after violating terms of her release. This time, she failed a urine test. Couch and her son drew national attention after a psychologist claimed Ethan suffered from affluenza, meaning he didn't know right from wrong because of his affluent upbringing and dysfunctional parents. And the judge went easy on him, sentencing him to a rehab facility instead of prison. Ethan was released from jail last year after finishing a 2-year sentence for violating his probation. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed ahead of the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Crime Stoppers says it'll continue its gun bounty program. Anyone who calls with a tip on information leading to the arrest of someone who's used a gun in a felony crime gets the biggest reward of $1,000. WCIA says so far the Champaign County Crime Stoppers says it's acquired 10 handguns, a semi-automatic rifle, and 2 shotguns. Leaders say the incentive has been effective. The idea came up after volunteers saw an increase in gun crimes in the area. Former Central Illinois Congressman and U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood told state lawmakers on Monday the state needs to raise the motor fuel tax. The Illinois News Network says LaHood said, quote, Illinois is one big pothole right now. He says the money has to be spent on roads and bridges. And he said lawmakers would have to convince voters that the money would be spent on capital infrastructure and nothing else. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's CBJ with CBJ Travel, inviting you to join us for our trip to Munich, Salzburg, Vienna, and the Oberammergau Passion Play in June of 2020. It's a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and tickets are going fast. Join Mary Beth Karasik for this incredible trip, and enjoy the Passion Play in Oberammergau, performed just once every 10 years since the 1600s. You can learn more about this trip at the Stevie J Travel Spring Travel Show, Tuesday, April 30th at 5 p.m. at the iHotel Conference Center. You have a chance to win door prizes, and I'll get you 20% off your dinner at Houlihan's after the show. All of the details for Oberammergau on our trips to Alaska, the Rhine River, our canyon country trip, our cruise to Hawaii, and our off the beaten track with Larry Camper to Italy. We'll be detailing all of this at the Stevie J Spring Travel Show, Tuesday, April 30th at 5 p.m. at the iHotel Conference Center in Champaign. Where do you want to go?
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. Our family started the nursery business in 1865, and for 5 generations, we've been growing trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals for Central Illinois. You hear about farm-to-table, but our family's been nursery-to-garden for 154 years. We have over 3,000 trees above ground ready to be planted, thousands of shrubs, 40,000 perennials, and hundreds of thousands of annuals, with most of it grown right here in Urbana. So come out and beat the May rush. Schedule a tree planting or have some rocker mulch delivered right to your driveway. You can find out all about our great products and great people at countryarbors.com.
Jared has hundreds of gifts you could get Mom this Mother's Day, like a tennis bracelet.
Aww.
Or a diamond necklace.
Thank you, sweetie.
But there's only one that will make her feel like this.
Yes!
With Jared's Diamond Price Match Guarantee, you can finally get Mom the one gift she's always wanted.
Oh, I love you so much.
For you to get engaged. Shop at a Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a loose certified diamond of the same characteristics and quality from any other jewelry retailer as validated by Jared personnel in store. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
Welcome spring with free tomatoes from First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Get your 2 free super fantastic variety tomato plants Monday, May 6th at 1311 South Neal Street in Champaign or 301 West Springfield Avenue in Urbana. While supplies last, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Get what you want out of life. We look forward to seeing you on May 6th. Ask us about 30-day mortgage loan closings from a local community bank. 356bank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS 435120.
I think Atal's calling tomorrow.
Yes, but Jane DeLuce today.
Okay. That's could be even better.
Uh-huh.
No offense, Atal. I like Jane a lot. I sang at her wedding, Pete's sake.
Oh, nice.
My last wedding.
First Federal tomato plant.
Well, I want a tomato plant.
Yeah.
That's the whole buttering up part. I want one of those tomato plants. They produce great tomatoes.
I want that.
Yeah, Jane and Joe DeLuce, that was the last wedding I sang at, and I'm wondering if it was because all my friends quit getting married or I wasn't so good. So anyway, here's your weather.
We've got a high 62 expected today. It looks like PM thunderstorms is what they're putting on this, and now a flash flood watch starts at 10 o'clock tonight, runs through tomorrow at 7 p.m. That means we're getting a lot of precipitation in our area. Scattered shower and thunderstorm chance at 70% with a high 74 tomorrow. Also winds up to 25 miles per hour, 60 are low on Wednesday evening. Thursday we've got thunderstorms and a high 73. Evening rain expected Friday with a high 66. All right, we're looking at Saturday's forecast.
Yeah, dirt cycle.
Partly cloudy.
Yes.
High 73.
Yes.
52 now, ESPN 93.5.
Talked about guns. I hear these shootings and I don't know what to do, so I always try and figure stuff out and try and invent new ways.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of how I'm wired, and I don't have anything absolute for you. Divine intervention, the changing of man's heart. That's kind of my solution for terrorism, too. Okay, so any leftovers that I need to...
No, I think we got to all the texts.
All the texts came in about...
back and forth on how we should handle mental illness.
And again, the mental illness thing, listen. If you've had a time where you had to be medicated or see a psychiatrist, so what? So what?
But that's not the view that Ryan said 30 years ago. I went to Carl Pavilion at 14.
You should be allowed a chance to struggle.
Still being denied.
But see, it's a 30-year and done. It's one and done. You ought to have a one and done, shouldn't you?
And then we had input from someone with the CDL saying we get a mental health card every year that has to be updated by a doctor. Why can't we do that for guns?
That's if you're a driver of a semi-trailer. Mm-hmm. So you have to go through a mental thing with a truck? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
A CDL requires
To get a medical card to be able to drive a semi.
See, I missed that part of the text.
Okay.
So if I'm driving an 18-wheeler, I got to be evaluated yearly?
That's what it says.
And you're going, well, it's a big truck and they can call it. Well, what about a gun?
Okay, not yearly.
Okay. I think that's a lot.
We require CDL drivers to get medical card to be able to drive a semi.
So that's
person who's been diagnosed to get something similar yearly for mental health professionals in order to keep their FOID card.
I don't think this can be like a flu shot, can it? You can't go into Walgreens and be evaluated. I mean, the mental illness thing, we don't talk about it. I'm telling you. And we're afraid of it. And it's a little scary because you don't know what somebody who's not exactly right might do. That's why when the police, and they're still under assault, people are ambushing police. Some of those think, well, I'll be commended because we all know they're out to get us. Some people don't hear the words. That's why even Donald Trump, I totally think he should be careful what he says because some of the mental illness people.
Agreed.
It isn't good. And while I do agree, standing here as sane as the next guy, maybe, that calling fake news, I think there's a lot of that. But some of the whacked out people are hearing that as, go get them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
That's right.
Your words have power and everybody hears them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very complex life we live here. I mean, it's a luxury life. We're top 5% in the world as far as our living standards. We're spoiled. We're soft. I mean, we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we get distressed over the darndest things that really aren't problems.
Yep.
But there are problems because that's all we got because we're such a rich society.
Right.
Which is great. Wonderful. We ought to take a lot of that wealth and help others. And we're the most generous nation on earth. We're a great country that has done great things. But the fact that we have made mistakes, we have people within our country that continue to hammer us because of how evil we are,
mm-hmm.
and that we caused everything. And if we'd just be socialists, it'd all be good. And as I stated yesterday, I'm kind of warming up to the socialism thing if I can be on the top five Politburo thing, if I can be the guy.
Yeah.
If you're making all the calls and you got your beach house.
Right.
I don't think it's a bad gig. The problem is the odds of me being one of the guys at 330 million people and five guys making all the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Slim.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to check your sports. Cardinals are really playing good baseball. Cubs are in Seattle tonight. All that coming up next, 8:14. Text in if you'd like. 359-2255.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
When soccer players flop around on the ground and act like they got shot by a sharpshooter in the crowd, it's not really the soccer player's fault. He's doing it because the ref's rewarding him. The only way to fix this behavior, the only way to fix flopping, the only way to fix intentionally trying to draw fouls is for the ref to stop calling it. It's not really on the player. It's on the ref. And if this is the first step, if playoff basketball is the first step to getting us back to a product that we want to see, a product It's not decided to foul line a product that doesn't reward flopping, then so be it. This, let us call it step one. I can only hope that game two is not a step backwards. With makeup calls and James Harden on the line 30 times for the refs to fix perceived injustices in game one.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Every morning, the McDonald's kitchen is a symphony. A sizzling, toasty McMuffin symphony. Cue the eggs. While other grab-and-go breakfast sandwiches are kind of one note. It's time to wake up breakfast. Wake up your breakfast with a fresh cracked egg on every McMuffin sandwich every day at McDonald's.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
ESPN 93.5, where it is 8:16. I guess we should talk to Jane while she's...
Are you in a hurry?
I'm good.
Let's do the sports headlines. Diane Ducey.
All right. We had the St. Louis Cardinals winning over the Washington Nationals. That final was 6-3. Their fifth inning was hot. Have we got your Redbird recap?
How about if we just give you a few highlights?
Okay.
Listen to John. I love John Rooney. Mm-hmm. I think he sounds so good on radio.
Corbin's next pitch. Bader hits it hard. Deep right center field. That's it way back toward the wall. And it is out of here. Home run. Harrison Bader with his third home run of the year. And the Cardinals are down by two. There's a lift from Michael Walker. 2-1 for Ozuna with the bases loaded. The pitch. High, and the ball goes off the catcher's mitt. Gomes couldn't catch it. Safe at the plate. Matt Carpenter scores. The Cardinals are down by a run. 3-2, two outs, two on. The pitch. Ozuna hits it hard up the middle. Base hit to center field.
How good is John Rooney sound, man?
Awesome.
Cubs win, Cardinals win 6-3, and they're 3 now ahead of the Cubs in Milwaukee in the NL Central.
Nice. Well, 6:05 today, you'll hear the action against the Washington Nationals here on ESPN 93.5. We've got the Cubs on US 105.9 tonight. They'll start up a series from Seattle with a 9-10 start. Chicago White Sox hosting Baltimore again this evening. 5-3 was the finals with the White Sox on top yesterday. 7-10 start today. Our Illini baseball team is in action. Last time they played the Salukis, it was a sweeper. Earlier this year, we are 28-14 on the season, and we're at Carbondale to face SIU.
Yeah.
The softball team has moved up their game to 3 o'clock in hopes to avoid the rain. They're playing DePaul this afternoon, if you'd like to check that out. NBA playoffs are going up. Nuggets are up with their 121-113 win over Portland yesterday, and Philadelphia's 76ers beat Toronto onto the Stanley Cup playoffs in the second round in NHL action. St. Louis Blues fans are happy about their win over the Dallas Stars 4-3 yesterday. Now the Blues lead that series 2-1. That's essentially sports. I was excited about STM's new volleyball coach, Kelly McClure.
Yeah, she'll be great. She'll be great. All right, let's check your weather.
All right, we've got a chance for showers. We're thinking late on this, and a high around 70, down to around 68 this evening. Temperature's not fluctuating much. We've got a high temperature of 74 tomorrow. tomorrow down to around 60. Chance of rain at 70%. There's an 80% chance of thunderstorms Thursday with a high 73. But partly cloudy over the weekend as we get up to around 67. 51 now on ESPN 93.5.
Jane DeLuce, we're not talking about Convention and Visitors Bureau stuff here. Nothing about champagne except we're talking about plants.
Yeah, Kappa Flower Sale.
My third favorite sorority, by the way.
Well, I'm glad it's in the top three.
Kyle Omega, Tri Delta, and now you.
Okay, well, I appreciate
it. Isn't Fitzgerald?
Fitzgerald, yeah.
Uh-huh. See, I was here. The quick story, I was at the Kappa House, 1984,
okay,
helping Sue Jorgensen at the time.
I was there as well, yes.
That time?
And I was in the house. I was a year behind her.
You're probably in the next darn room. Anyway, I was helping. I brought my records. And I was helping her make a music. And back in the day, I had to splice tape and put tape on them and stuff. I was helping her make a music something for a slideshow. And I was with her, and I got a call that Janet had fallen at Spalding Pool and broken her ankle.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Thus, giving me time to spend time with her because she couldn't lifeguard anymore. And that was it. We were engaged in 2 months.
Wow.
How about that Kappa Gamma story?
All right. It's like 2 degrees of separation. It always goes back to Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Kappa Kappa Gamma has raised so much money.
Yeah, I think it's a kudos to these ladies. So there's a group of ladies from this area, alums, that 50 years ago started this flower sale in the garage.
50 years ago.
This is 50. Yeah. Wow. And these ladies, a lot of them are still involved, and they've worked every single sale for 50 years. Hmm. And they did it. Their husbands helped deliver the flowers. They didn't have very many orders. Now you fast forward 50 years, and you're doing it at Indian Acres. You're bringing in lots of people. You're bringing in thousands of dollars. So, yeah, over $103,000 is given back to the community. So a part of the profits will go to a local charity. So we've done the Linda Mills Breast Cancer Institute. The garden that's there was from us. Well, the Daily Bread, the soup kitchen, when they created their new kitchen, we were a big part of that project. And this year, in memory of Roseanne Knoll, who everybody knows the Knolls in this area, we're giving the profits to the Roseanne Knoll Education Center at Cunningham Children's Home.
Nice. Oh,
wonderful. And so it's a really cool, it's bittersweet because Roseanne was such a wonderful, wonderful woman, part of the beginning of the sale. So it seemed like a natural to be able to give back to that. So whether you're a gardener or not, you can come by and get your flowers, whether it's your impatiens or your geraniums or, you know, marigolds, whatever it might be.
Hanging baskets, herbs, potted plants.
Or if you don't even have a yard, they have those 12-inch patio gardens.
Yes.
For sun or for shade, and you can put those on your patio. I do that every year.
Okay.
It's a great, great way to just get your summer, you know, flowers that you need and give back to a really nice cause.
And when and where?
It is at Indian Acres, May 2nd from 12 to 4, May 3rd on Friday from 10 to 5, and then on Saturday, May 4th from 9 to 12.
Okay.
And if you don't know your flowers, like if you don't know whether you need a sun or a shade, the ladies there that are working are all really good gardeners, so they can give you advice on what to pick up.
Cash, check, or charge?
Cash or check.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Again, it starts Thursday. Indian Acres is at Prospect and Kirby.
Yes.
Well, Jane DeLuce, keep up your fine work. Not only are you active in our Champaign-Urbana community and help us all make more money, but you're philanthropic, too.
That's right. Try to be. It's
actually
about the people.
The Toast to Tourism is coming up in May.
Yeah, Toast to Tourism coming up May 15th, Wednesday, May 15th at the iHotel and Conference Center. So we're very excited about that. We get a chance to talk about the year and all the great things that have happened in the community.
Awesome.
How is my guy, my legendary friend and mentor, Jim Turpin, doing, your dad?
He is doing well. In fact, you were talking about sports. We went to the Illini Tennis Banquet last night.
He loves tennis. He's good. He was good at tennis, too.
Oh, my gosh. He and my brother both were really good. They played doubles. They both played singles for years and won tournaments.
Yeah.
So they were.
Dan was real good.
He played in high school.
But your dad could bring it back.
Oh, he could hold his own.
Yeah.
Illini Tennis home this weekend.
We're hosting the first two rounds of NCAA.
So nice. It's good place to be.
And of course, Illinois Marathon was a good time for
Illinois
everybody.
Marathon was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Even with a few raindrops at the end, I think so many people give us feedback about how they love coming to this community. And the race is well run. I mean, you know, hats off to Jan Seeley and Mike Lindemann and the race committee and the thousands of volunteers to participate. But every time we talk to people and say, why do you keep coming back? And they go, because everybody here is so nice to us.
Just real quick, Young Life has the golf tournament, too.
I know. Friday morning.
Yes,
Friday afternoon.
Yeah,
Friday
let's
see how busy
let's
you are.
One more thing in.
Young Life at Stone Creek on Friday. If you can still get a foursome and help a great ministry in Young Life. Jane DeLuce, do people know that you ran the Olympics? Or they don't know that?
I don't know. That was
That's what I remember.
Ago. Yeah, that
she
was.
I didn't realize that.
She dug swimming pools for the Olympics. She was in charge of that.
I
think she ran the thing.
Was that the Atlanta?
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, Atlanta. I was the director of aquatics.
I kind of think she ran it. Anyway, she's just humble.
Okay. He's my agent.
No, I mean it. Jane, thank you.
Thank you.
Great to
appreciate
see you.
It.
Jane DeLuce, ESPN 93.5.
Have you taken advantage of earning 200?
With Dick Van Dyke Appliance World Plus, you can receive the famous 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, a place you'll want to visit when remodeling. You get your quality, and the thing you're going to like that's really different in today's day is they'll say, may I help you? They know their product. That's really cool. What does this do? Well, what's the benefit of this for $200 more than this for $200 less? Well, you won't just, well, there's less bells and whistles. And will it wash the dishes? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll install? Yeah, we'll do that. Okay. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Well, appliance-world.com to get started. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on Neil. You drive Neil before you get to the mall, before you get to I-74 on the right-hand side of the road.
That's right.
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. Appliance-world.com. Okay, 829-359-2255 to text in. We talked a lot about guns this morning. Some interesting comments and mental illness and who decides what and all these other things where you have a problem with that because a lot of this is very subjective as to what rules and things should be when you have gun ownership. And I've proposed that there's far more mental illness and issues in our society than we want to admit or talk about. Because it's uncomfortable, because you get a stigma if you're ever on medication or you ever, nobody better talk about anything. When in reality, what's the number? I mean, how many people have really needed somebody? Half of us? Three quarters of us? We all struggle a little bit.
Sure.
You all have ups and downs, and some people deal with them differently.
We've got a bounty reward program in our own area that has yielded just recently 10 handguns, 2 shotguns, and a semi-automatic rifle. And that's ongoing if you'd like to call Crime Stoppers about that. 373-TIPS.
And that's all good. But if you give out 7 guns out of 1,000, it's a start. There's just a lot. And if they're being replenished, there's just a lot. But, sure. 359-2255, we'd like to chime in. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5. It is the last day of April, my friends. Tomorrow you start your month with a 5. We'll be right back.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump takes aim at Deutsche Bank and Capital One with a lawsuit to prevent them from responding to congressional subpoenas for information about his finances. That suit filed by the president, his private company and children, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, who tells Fox and Friends,
we're under total siege from all of these people from every angle. All it is presidential harassment. We have to fight back.
House Democrats say they're just performing their oversight duties. The family of Mark Domingo, the Army vet suspected of plotting terror attacks in California, saying they're surprised by his arrest, also asking for privacy.
Domingo allegedly talked about bombing the busy Santa Monica Pier and then settled on attacking a planned white nationalist rally due to take place in Long Beach this past weekend.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt and leading Tony Award nominations, Hadestown, with 14 nods. This is Fox News.
Mother's Day is around the corner, and it's a great time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Now through May 12th, Fox News t-shirts, hats, mugs, backpacks, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com. And be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Now through May 12th. Happy Mother's Day from Fox News Channel.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
The Champaign County Courthouse is getting new lockers for visitors. The county's facilities director has ordered 24 lockers that will be installed next to the parking pay station. This is on the east side of the courthouse. They'll be ready to use in about a month. Users will put in a quarter, put the items in, turn the key, lock the locker, then take the key with them. The Champaign County Sheriff a month ago had said he planned to suspend the use of lockers in the lobby of the sheriff's office as of May 1st because of safety reasons. He agreed to let those lockers be used until these new ones go in. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is looking for nominations for the Dave Benton Crime Fighter Award. They'll take nominations until June 1st. They're looking for someone who's involved in an activity or program to help to stop a crime. For more information, go to 373tips.com. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here we see the gardening and plant novice. His plants are turning the most awful shade of brown. Oh goodness, it looks as if he is overwatering his flowers. This is a dire situation.
Hi, I'm Marianne, Prairie Gardens plant expert. Whether you're new to gardening, like this guy, or a master gardener, we're here to help you with all your garden questions. Come find me and the rest of the PG plant experts in the greenhouses today at Prairie Gardens, Springfield and Duncan, Champaign.
We alarm our house. Houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Baseball season just started, and I'm looking forward to seeing how those big-time free agents impact their new franchises. And if you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn. And posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust, and we are looking forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Today's high 62, mild today, down to around 60 this evening, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially later. 74 the high tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorm chance at 70%. 60 our low in the evening. 73 the high on Thursday with an 80% chance of rain again. In fact, the National Weather Service has put a flash flood watch in effect from tonight at 10 p.m. until Wednesday, May 1st at 7 p.m. Right now, the temperature is at 52 on ESPN 93.5.
Every month we salute someone in law enforcement, and this month it's Sergeant Andrew Good. Graduated Muhammad Seymour in 1999, went to the Marine Corps, so he has served our country. Now he's serving us. It's Sergeant Andrew Good. Andrew, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Shout out to the kids.
My daughter, she is in 7th grade at Muhammad Seymour. Her name is Taylor, and my son, his name is Drew. He's in 3rd grade.
Your wife is an emergency room nurse. It's great to have somebody that knows medical in the home, huh?
Absolutely. It comes in very useful.
Yeah. Why did you want to serve as a law enforcement guy? You went to Moultrie, Douglas County, I think Moultrie County?
I got my start in Moultrie County. Obviously went in the Marine Corps right after high school. I was in the Marine Corps. When I got out, I knew I wanted to get into law enforcement, trying to get my foot in the door wherever, and eventually came to Champaign County. County Corrections and then went to law enforcement in 2006.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
At Busey, it's not just about doing business, but doing good. Supporting the arts, advocating for our youth, and helping those in need. That's been our promise since we opened our doors more than 150 years ago, and it remains our promise today. Supporting our neighbors leads to vibrant, thriving communities, the places we're proud to call home. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
Okay, what did the texter say?
We got a text in that says you have to have a physical exam every 3 years for a CDL. They're annual mental health questions. There are annual mental health questions.
So mental health meaning fill this out and send it back?
Maybe so.
Wow. I mean, what good is that? Right?
Right.
Are you feeling this and this and you're not going to say it, are you?
Right.
Because you might lose your CDL.
I know.
Okay, well, they're attempting to keep, because we were talking about guns and, and mentally ill and all these other things.
And when it comes to your Ford card, how long should that be if you've gone for a long time? Maybe you had an issue earlier on in life.
Right. And I suggested that it can't be a hiccup. It can't be a, you know, something that happened and you're doing great.
That prevents people from getting help
if they think
it's going to harm
their
chances.
So what prevent, and we're talking about guns and the shootings and all so that's how we got here. A lot of texts this morning about what to do. And I'm kind of, it has started because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who I think is a leftist, said expanded background checks. And I thought it was a good idea. And I was freaking out because I agreed with her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how we got here. So when you're talking about mental illness, you can't talk about it because you won't get any job or you won't get any this. You got to not know because we tie this thing of, when in reality, I would say most of the country has probably talked to somebody at one time. It's just a lot going on. And then there's a lot, again, I know for a fact, the jails. That's where they generally end up. They're not right. What do you do with them? There's no other place. That's the problem. Well, what do you do? Well, build a billion-dollar building and have about 100 people that need help? That's only 100. We probably got, how many in Champaign County would need help if we had it? I mean, to be hundreds, right?
I mean, when it comes to our homeless community, there's 600 there.
Well, how many mentally ill or mentally in need people in Champaign County, if we have 150,000 people, I mean, it's not 500? I mean, there's probably more than that. So it's a huge, huge issue. Families have people in their families. So if every family has somebody, how many is that? It's a lot. Well, we can't talk about it because it's one of those. It's just one of those things.
And should the police have a mental health warrant to investigate, you know, some of this psychologists and what they're doing with these people who are committing these murders, shootings, mass shootings?
And again, as the texter said earlier, don't confuse mental illness with pure evil. And I do believe there is pure evil. But anything that is done that's atrocious, we don't see that as sane. They must be mental, right? We attach that. 359-2255-841 ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Summer's coming, and if your air conditioning isn't working properly, there's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying training systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
It won't be long until your Illini memories begin to fade. As a graduate, your accomplishments will continue lifelong. Game Day Spirit Fan Store lets you show your Illini pride with alumni apparel like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and quarter zips emblazoned with the Illinois logo. As you enter the working world, business wear tagged with the Illini signature, including polos and dress shirts, are perfect for your new job. Departing campus life in Champaign-Urbana, Game Day Spirit's shopping experience can always stay with you at Game Day. GameDaySpirit.com. Remember, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, because you're always an Illini.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life
Easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house, and Skechers slip-ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease, and they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers slip-ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers slip-ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, I called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
The thing I love about Prairie Gardens is the unique assortment of their clothing and their jewelry line.
I don't know who the buyer is, but I've got the same taste, apparently. And the prices are on point. It's nothing too expensive.
Well, they're comfortable and very flattering. And just stylistically, yeah, a little bit different than what you can get at the other shops in town.
For an ever-changing selection of trendy and affordable outfits, go to Prairie Gardens at 3000 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
All right, Jeremy Warner Show will be coming up top of the hour, 8:43. Quick check of our sports.
All right, our Illini in action in Carbondale to face SIU. We are 28-14 on the season. We had good luck earlier in the year against the Salukis with a sweep. Our Illinois softball hosting DePaul. That's been moved up to 3 o'clock with that start. Chicago White Sox over Baltimore 5-3 yesterday. Game at 7:10 on Chicago's south side today. Tim Anderson with the two-run homer that was helping the White Sox with that 5-3 win. Chicago Cubs had the day off yesterday. An interleague series starting up in Seattle. 9:10 start on US 105.9. Go Cubs. The Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals. That makes it three straight. Michael Walker with the start and win. The fifth inning was the one that sealed the deal for the Cardinals. 6-3 winners. 6:05 start today on ESPN 93.5. St. Louis Blues over Dallas 4-3. They're leading that series 2-1 in that St. Thomas More. Their new head volleyball coach is Kelly McClure. Used to be Kelly Shore on our Illini volleyball team. And her husband Brian, a baseball player, is probably assisting in some kind of way, I would think.
Support.
Exactly.
It's support.
Thank you.
She knows how, Kelly knows how to coach. She took St. Matthews to the state title. Her daughter Anna, Brian and Kelly's daughter Anna, mm-hmm. is a fine player as a freshman, really good. And off they go. Kelly McClure, I think, is a great choice for STM volleyball. It's a really good program. Stan Bergman went back to Mahomet to be home and coach that team. Okay, 8:45.
Hi, I'm Habib Habibin. This is your Motivational Minute. We can tell whether a person is clever by their answers. We can tell whether a person is wise by their questions. We aren't crazy about know-it-alls. We may be impressed by the depth of their knowledge, and we may have to concede that they are well-educated. But those who, through their questions, show that they are still searching for answers, that their minds are open to new ideas, those often impress us more. They may hold strong opinions, but they listen to ours. They may talk about themselves, but they'd rather ask us about talking about ourselves. The best scientists and explorers have attributes of kids. They ask questions and have a sense of wonder. They have curiosity. They never stop asking questions. We get wise by asking questions, because asking questions is one of the best ways to learn. Let's be smart enough to know that we don't know everything, that asking good questions says a lot about what we do know. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute, brought to you by BPC and A&R Mechanics.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Time to get on the golf course, enjoy the outdoors, and meet other members in the community. Join Champaign County Young Life on Friday, May 3rd, for their annual golf tournament at Stone Creek Golf Club in Urbana. All money raised at this event will go toward ministry in Champaign County. Interested in golfing or becoming a corporate sponsor? Sign up today at il19.younglife.org. Registration, a putting contest, and silent auction starts at 11 a.m. And each golfer will receive 18 holes of golf, lunch by Jimmy John's, and can enter to win raffle items. Once again, that's il19.younglife.org. Brought to you by Castle Heating and Cooling, Bromley Hall, Martin Hood, UC Bank, Connor Company, your local Ream HVAC distributor, Jimmy John's, Keith A. Grody, DMD, and Jason Foreman, DDS, by Charles Schwab, Arthur Gallagher, Marine Bank, Meyer Capel, Cannon Cochran Management Services, and Pepsi Cola, Champaign County. Stevie J Broadcasting is a proud supporter of this event and Champaign County Young Life. Somebody named Williamson is running for president. I don't know who these people are anymore.
A couple of dozen to speak of,
it's,
right?
It's over 20, but I saw a Williamson, a woman. You got me.
Okay.
Andrew Yang is a candidate. I heard California guy, pretty smart. That's another name we don't know. Okay, weather.
We've got a high 62 expected, down to 58 this evening. Chance of precipitation, 80%. Flash flood watch starts at 10 p.m. tonight, goes through 7 p.m. tomorrow. Scattered showers in the forecast as we start May tomorrow with a high 74, down to around 60. Winds as high as 25 miles per hour. Thunderstorms in the forecast Thursday, too, with a high 73. We're currently at 52 on ESPN 93.5.
There's nothing small about your business. Your impact on the community has made a huge difference. As a thank you during Small Business Month, Dell is offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get a free external hard drive with select PC purchases. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today. It's 877-BUY-DELL for tech advice and one-on-one partnership.
The parking lot sales event coming to DuraCycle Champaign location Saturday, May 4th, 9 to 5. Unbelievable prices. Durst, since 1935, stands for quality. They have a fully staffed sales and service department to make sure you have the right bicycle for you, new, used, and everything in between. It's their parking lot sales event Saturday, May 4th, 9 to 5, DuraCycle Champaign location, 1201 South Mattis in Champaign.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents Limo. And Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The fact is over 1 million children around the world under the age of 5 die each year in 40 countries from simple causes.
And you can help bring that number down.
With a simple $50 donation to missionmatch.org, you can change children's lives through churches in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's even tax deductible.
There's a lot you cannot do. You can do this.
Go to missionmatch.org and make a difference in young people's lives today.
Mission Match is a work of Empty Tomb Incorporated.
Hey, I'm Joel Kusky with Kusky Landscaping. Listen, the number one reason that people contact us is because they have no idea how to make sense of their outdoor space.
You know, I think that Joel had a vision before we did, which helped out enormously. Because me, I'm the kind of guy that probably doesn't quite get it until I see it. And by having that computer imaging that he has was super helpful because he could visualize it, put it on a computer, and then show us what it would look like.
Kusky.com, that's KOUSKI.com.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University Urbana.
A pipe bursts and the basement begins to fail, putting the picture albums and the family heirlooms in danger.
You can't plan on it, but you can plan for it by making sure you're ready for whatever happens with ServPro of Champaign-Urbana at 355-0077. With their mobile site at ServProChampaignUrbana.com bookmarked, the 355-0077 programmed into your phone, when the things that matter most are on the line, you'll know that they are too. Make sure you're ready by planning with the trusted professionals of ServPro of Champaign-Urbana. Like it never even happened.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. Our family started in the nursery business in 1865, and for five generations, we've been growing trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals for Central Illinois. You hear about farm-to-table, but our family's been nursery-to-garden for 154 years. We have over 3,000 trees above ground ready to be planted, thousands of shrubs, 40,000 perennials, and hundreds of thousands of annuals, with most of it grown right here in Urbana. So come out and beat the May rush. Schedule a tree planting or have some rocker mulch delivered right to your driveway. You can find out all about our great products and great people at countryarbors.com.
Diane saw Endgame.
I did.
And you just popped in, sat on the end, didn't care where your seat was.
That's right.
Because not very many people are like that. They like to sit in.
I know that.
I mean, Austin Berkland was sitting in a seat he didn't like and waited to the 2 a.m. showing because he didn't want a bad seat. So there's differences in opinion on
that. Oh, yeah.
But you didn't care.
I didn't care.
Uh-huh.
So and I came in right at the beginning. I didn't see any previews.
No previews because The Rock's got a new movie out. And it's pretty much the same.
Exactly.
He's holding on to the end of a helicopter with his bulging muscles.
Uh-huh.
I look in the mirror and I do not see that.
I saw Dwayne Johnson when he was at the Assembly Hall back in the day as a wrestler.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he has a huge Twitter following. Apparently his workout and his diet's stupid good.
Okay.
But it's all he does.
Yeah.
Lift weights.
I know.
But he has to look like that.
That's right.
And then I'm sure they have weights in, you know, pump, uh-huh. and then go do the scene.
Uh-huh.
And the green screen, and then they pretend he's holding onto a helicopter.
Sure.
Can I do that?
I know. And, you know, a lot of that, obviously, in Endgame, too. Really cool to watch.
Yeah, but so your impression was great. We can't even really, why don't we talk about a few of the scenes, because it might give you something.
You're right.
So we're kind of hanging low, but.
And even though when I hadn't seen it and I was saying some things, you were like, now I see it now that I was kind of, you know, leading people. I didn't even know.
But be warned that next week we'll probably talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
I probably still would never give the ending.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the scenes and some of the idiots, because if you don't see it by next week, you probably don't care. Because people are rushing to see it so they don't hear it before.
That's right.
The ones that really, really, really want to know have already gone.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are kind of lukewarm are going this week.
That's right.
Next week are the people going, I never saw any of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some people that take pride in never have seen any of them.
That's right.
And they don't want to see any of them.
All 22 of them now for me.
Yeah.
So, in any case, and I feel like it could be a standalone movie. You wouldn't be totally lost. But there are some character things that are going on that kind of come to fruition in this movie.
If you're into Endgame, the Avengers Endgame, they thread everything beautifully.
It's great.
It's amazing writing, but that's the consistency, as my kids point out, of having the same producer, director, writers, I mean, the same guys
mm-hmm.
through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the credits, there's thousands of people.
Wow, couldn't believe that.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
And I'll see people today at the Stevie J Travel Spring Travel Show today, Iowa Hotel, 5 o'clock. Come on out, it's free.
That's right.
I got cookies I paid for, coffee, water.
20% off.
And 20% off Hula. Yep, go to Hula Hands for 20% off, thanks to Sam. But I'll see you at the Travel Show, 5 o'clock, Hula Hands, Iowa Hotel Conference Center. Jeremy Warner Show next. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Tuesday.